Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Well, hello everybody, welcome back. No, you didn't leave, I welcomed myself back. Wow, what a day, what a week. And thank you for filling in Jeff Stein yesterday, our great radio affiliate, KXEL. He's always there, standing by, in the bullpen, ready to go to bat. And he did that yesterday and did a terrific job. I heard a lot of the program. By the way, I have to say, you guys did a terrific job with the calls and good comments yesterday on the program. Man, this pollen is serious stuff around here in Memphis. And so it got my throat, had no voice yesterday. So glad to be back with you today. And I am loaded for bear. We have so many things to talk about here on the program today. Hunter Biden is going down. Mark it here, folks. I said it. He's going down. I would not be surprised if Joe goes with him. There is a serious scandal brewing, and everybody's on the same page now, and that means that the Justice Department is about to throw down the hammer. So we're going to talk about that. We've got some audio to play, and we've got to get to the bottom of something Tucker Carlson was talking about that has really impacted the sales of M&Ms across America. And we'll get to that in just a little while. Hey, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. You say, what does that mean? I pick up the tab. That's what that means. So we pay for the call. Mitt Romney, and we've got a lot to say about Willard Romney through the program today. But this man is the poster child for everything that is wrong with the Republican Party today. Everything that is wrong with the Republicans. Mitt Romney is a liar. He is immoral. Yes, fine, he has good hair, but the guy has no political soul. No, I'm not talking about his physical soul. I'm talking about his political soul. This guy is a sellout. He campaigned as a Republican, and he legislates as a Democrat. The man, using modern-day vernacular, is a transpublican. In other words, he identifies one way. No, I'm sorry. That's what it is. So Mitt Romney said yesterday that he is going to vote to confirm Judge Jackson, which is his right to do. He's got every right to do that. But this man represents one of the most conservative states in all of America. And if you doubt that, just go to Salt Lake City and try to order an Appletini and see what happens. They'll run you out of the state. There are Mormons everywhere. They don't even drink the Coca-Cola. It's a conservative state. And I can promise you this, the Mormons did not elect Willard Romney to go to Capitol Hill and support someone, A, who cannot tell the difference between a man and a woman, and B, someone who is pro-abortion. Now, when you look back over Mitt Romney's checkered career as a senator, here's the guy who led the charge to impeach Donald Trump. This is the man who continually condemns Donald Trump, even though in public, by the way, while he was reaching out privately to be his Secretary of State. So a lot of this is just jealousy and probably anger because Donald Trump saw right through Mitt Romney and said, I don't want that guy anywhere near my administration because he's not trustworthy. And ultimately, that's what this is all about, and that's what the midterms ought to be about. Midterms ought to be about trust. Can you trust the people that you're giving your vote to? Can you trust them? many times. And I mean, we could spend a full 3 hours on Mitt Romney. But going back to the 1990s, this was a man who was pro-abortion. This was a man who, when he was running for governor, said he promised that he would defend a woman's right to choose. He defended Roe v. Wade as settled law. And if you really want to know, and again, Mitt Romney said he had a change of heart when he ran for the White House, but nobody bothered to ask him how that was possible. How does a grown man who is for most of his life, really all of his life, how does that man who is pro-abortion all of a sudden become pro-life? Now, this is why a lot of these folks like Mitt Romney and the rhinos don't like to come onto this program, because we would have an honest conversation about that. And I would have asked him if Mitt Romney had sat down with me on the campaign trail. You know, all the others did, but not Willard back in the day. And I would have just asked Mitt, you know, sir, how is it that you are now pro-life? What was there a moment? Did something happen? Did you see an abortion take place? Did you meet a child who survived an abortion? What, take me through that process. Help us understand how you went from being supportive of abortion to being pro-life. But he never would talk about that. And nobody in the mainstream media had the courage to ask him about that. But I contend he never was pro-life. I don't think he's pro-life now. I think he supports the baby killers. Todd, how can you say that? How can you call them baby killers? Well, very simple, because they kill babies. And then they harvest their organs and they sell them off to the highest bidder. That's what they do. And I know that may offend some people's sensibilities, but here on this radio program, we just call it like we see it. And Mitt Romney is a loser. By the way, how can you call that man a loser? Because he lost the presidency to Barack Hussein Obama. You know why? Because secretly he wanted to be like Barack Obama. Secretly he shared the same political ideology as Barack Obama. And that's why he could not bring it upon himself to attack Barack Hussein Obama. And that's why he lost. And quite frankly, the country may be actually better off that Mitt Romney never set foot at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I know it's a harsh thing to say, but Mitt Romney is betraying every conservative voter, every Republican voter in Utah with his announcement that he's going to support Judge Jackson. You folks listening to us on WLOB in Portland, Maine, the Big Lobster, you folks ought to be enraged, but you kind of know, because Susan Collins has always been like that, off kilter. And Lisa Murkowski, I don't know what she's smoking out there in Alaska, but she's a wackadoodle. Smoking the wacky weed, allegedly. No, I have no idea. I just made that up. But you see, we're honest about it. Others won't do that. So anyway, here is all you need to know about Mitt Romney. And I could have just said this and we could have moved on. But no, you deserve to know the truth about Mitt Romney. And this guy, going all the way back to the 1990s, was pro-abortion until he ran for the presidency. And then he changed his colors. But in the 1990s, ladies and gentlemen, Mitt Romney donated money to Planned Parenthood. That's all you need to know about Mitt Romney. This is a guy who supported Planned Parenthood. This is a man who helped fund the murder of unborn babies. Now, you just need to hear that. I have not seen, and I have scoured the interwebs, I have yet to see anywhere where Mitt Romney apologized or repented for doing that. But he did. This is a bad guy. And yet, these are the people that the Never Trumpers look up to. Remember, they were looking to Mitt Romney to save the party from Donald Trump. Now, what does it say about Mitt Romney and Donald Trump? Now, there will be people out there who will tell you, oh, that Donald Trump, he's a horrible man. Horrible. Oh, the tweets, the things that come out of those fingers when he writes on the keyboard. Oh, my word, he's a horrible man, that Donald Trump. That may be. But you know what? Donald Trump was pro-life. Donald Trump was the first president in modern American history and U.S. history to address in person the March for Life on the Capitol Mall. Donald Trump spent every breathing moment of his presidency doing what he could to stand up for life. Well, okay, but his mean tweets. Who cares about the mean tweets? Thanks to Donald Trump, there are going to be a lot of babies that would have been aborted. They're going to be alive to be able to read those mean tweets. But Mitt Romney, on their hand, the man that they admire as a statesman, and you listen to the Never Trump crowd, you listen to these woke evangelicals, the woke evangelicals, and these Southern Baptist leaders, oh, we admire Mitt Romney. You know, it kills me. I'm a Southern Baptist, full disclosure here. This always cracked me up. So the Southern Baptist, they look at the Mormon faith as a cult. And we're not going to get into a big religious debate here, but just hear me out on this. So they actually have, you know, these ministries, and they send these mission teams to Utah to try and convert, you know, Donnie and Marie and the Osmonds and everybody else to the Christian faith, right? All right. So these same people, these same religious leaders are out there admiring Mitt Romney and his religious beliefs, the same religious beliefs that they believe will doom people to hell. I never have understood that. But again, that's a topic for another day. But the fact of the matter is, Mitt Romney is a liar, and he has no political soul. And you need to be aware of that. He's the problem we have in American politics right now. It's not the Democrats. The Democrats, we know what they're going to do. They campaign, they deliver on every single one of their disgusting, despicable, evil platforms. Every single one of them. And they do it every single time. But not the Republicans. From John Boehner crying in his martini, to Paul Ryan on doing his Pilates and whatever else he's doing in the gym. Just go down the list. Liz Cheney, who is so consumed with her hatred of Donald Trump that she's willing to drag the whole party down with her. It doesn't matter. If you don't follow the establishment Republican way, they will destroy you. And that's what Donald Trump is about to face in the 2024 race, if he runs. That's what he's going to be facing. This will not be a cakewalk for the president. They will be fighting him, and the Republican establishment will fight him harder than any Democrat out there. They want their party back. That's what they want, and they're going to do everything they can to get that party back. All right, wow, we've got a lot to go through today. Lots of audio, lots of stories breaking. Your calls as well, 844-747-8868. You say, Todd, what do we need to do here? You need to vote out every one of those rhinos, every single one of them. It's time to go on a political safari and get the rhinos out of office. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. ToddStarnes.com is our website. We have some great stories. Caleb Park and the writing team doing a great job today. We'll be right back, America.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
With the political pressure of the left and the woke mob that is the Democrat Party, our society has ultimately become controlled by the cancel culture elites. Since when have the founders of our Constitution, the American flag, Dr. Seuss, and many other things become anti-American? There's never been a better time in our nation's history to stand up against the woke mob and fight back. And you can do that with this exclusive offer I'm giving to my listeners for a limited time only. Now is your chance to win a signed photo by President Trump himself. That's right, not only will you be taking a stand against the radical left, you'll be entering to win a piece of history. All you have to do is text the word PHOTO to 55404 today to enter. That's PHOTO to 55404. Join me in standing up for President Trump and canceling the radical left once and for all. Paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
You know the worst part about Mitt Romney is that the guy faked liking grits. Nobody likes grits outside of the South, and especially those white grits. You know what I'm talking about. All you Southerners know, he was eating the store-bought grits. And he was like, I love me some grits. Yes, sir. That's Mitt Romney in the South, dropping those G's just like Hillary Clinton. I'm tired no ways. That's Hillary. You know what I'm talking about. And then remember the great Governor Mike Huckabee, when he actually held a press conference and condemned Mitt Romney for eating fried chicken. Brace yourself, ladies and gentlemen, in the southern states. Mitt Romney ate fried chicken with a fork and a knife. I know it's horrifying, but it's true. Anyway, enough time spent on Mitt Romney. Yes, Grace Baker.
Well, I feel like you were talking about politicians and grits. I feel like Joe Biden would be eating it and go, I used to eat grits all the time, like corn pop.
You know, he would have thought it was ice cream.
Nice crunchy. Love the little chocolate chips.
Those aren't chocolate chips, Mr. President. All right. Well, I'm telling you. All right. Enough of Mitt Romney. I just hate talking about that guy. But you guys need to know. You folks need to know what these people are up to. And we're on them like white on grits or rice. You know what I'm talking about. All right. Can we have a conversation about the letter T in the alphabet people, the transgender people? So there's been a lot of controversy, and it seems to be percolating. It's only getting worse. It was simmering, and now we're almost at a full boil, and people are just enraged over all of this stuff. And it seems to me, call me crazy, but it seems to me, if you actually read the Florida law, the parental rights and education law, you'll realize two things. Number one, it doesn't say anything about gay people. Number two, it's talking about banning teachers from teaching 4- and 5-year-olds and 6- and 7-year-olds, and I think 8-year-olds, about sex, gay or straight. Now, I'm just curious. Is there anybody in our listening audience? Is there anybody in America? Is there anybody out there across the fruited plain that thinks we should be teaching 4-year-olds about heterosexual sex or gay sex? Anybody? Anybody? Hello? Anybody out there? I hear the echo here in our beautiful Liberty University studios. I don't know of anybody who's, except for one group of people, the Walt Disney World Company. They're the ones who say, excuse me, wait a second. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a, we need to be teaching kids what it's like to be gay. I think that's how the song goes. I'm just telling you, that's what Disney's argument is. Wait a second, we need to be teaching kids about sex. That's their argument, is that, well, we need to be teaching these kindergartners about... They're perverts, and they're grooming the children. And they make no they have no qualms about this. They think they are on a moral and righteous journey here to teach the children about how to put the square peg into the round hole. That's what they're trying to do at Disney World. We're going to play some audio when we come back of the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson, great guy. We're going to get him on the show later this week. But he just lays it out there in a very simple way. And we have to follow his lead. He actually gave the best illustration of how to deal with this transgender nonsense, because that's what it is. God made male and female, period. That's it. Everything else is made by Facebook. So we're going to get into this. Folks, are you boycotting Disney? Do you think that's the right approach here to boycott Disney? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Zippity-doo-dah America. Hi there, Todd Starnes here, and I want you to look around, folks. The bad guys have gained way too much ground. Now more than ever, we need to take a stand for the America we love and for the values we share. My friends at AMAC can help you do just that. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. They're standing up for you and for the future of America. AMAC is the conservative voice for mature Americans, and they stand up for the causes that all freedom-loving Americans share. By joining AMAC, you'll combine efforts with over 2.3 million members who share your values, and you'll get exclusive benefits like discounts on travel, cell phone plans, and much more. Go to amac.us/starnes and join or renew today. I'm a proud member, and for just $16 a year, you can be one too. It's time to protect faith, family, and freedom. Join AMAC today by going to amac.us/starnes and take a stand for America.
There's something else I'm not supposed to say. Ain't but two genders. Two genders. Ain't nothing but men and women. And I can already see WRL out there. They got their licking their pencils around, trying to write fierceness as they can. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this. You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA. You can't transcend God's creation. I don't care how hard you try. The transgender movement in this country, if there's a movement in this country that is demonic and that is full of the spirit of Antichrist, it is the transgender movement. It's time for grown-ups and time for Christians to start standing up and being unafraid to tell the truth. Come after me if you want to. I don't care. You want my head? Here it is right here. Come on, come get it. I don't care because it's time for us to stand up. Now, I'm not afraid to stand up and tell the truth about that issue. They're dragging our kids down into the pit of hell trying to teach them that mess in our schools. Tell you like this, that ain't got no place at no school. 2 + 2 don't equal transgender. It equals 4. We need to get back to teaching them how to read instead of teaching them how to go to hell.
Amen. Look, and he's got a point. I was down, where was I? I was at Kroger, and I forgot my credit card, so I had to use cash. And I got the person there at the checkout lane could not make change. And it's because they're not teaching that in school anymore. I was afraid to ask the person's preferred pronoun. I didn't want to get into it. I guarantee you they could have told me that, but they can't make change. So the lieutenant governor there, you folks in North Carolina, this is your guy. You folks at WSIC and The Talk Station, I mean, this is your guy out there in North Carolina. And he's right. And we have been conditioned, and especially men have been conditioned to be told to shut up, that you have to have compassion, that you have to be kind, that you can't criticize, that you just have to be quiet. Society has put men in their place. And as a result, it's a cultural free-for-all out there because the men have been told, you don't have a voice anymore. You don't have a say in things. But I appreciate the lieutenant governor using that platform in that church to Berean Baptist Church, I believe is the name of the church there in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, of getting the point across. I don't think that was mean-spirited. I think the lieutenant governor was very direct. And we need that in a culture that does not value truth. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Maria is listening to us on KYKN in Salem, Oregon. Hi, Maria. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I like your way of thinking. That man was so powerful. I was just cracking up listening to him.
He just told it like it was, Maria.
But it's the truth, isn't it? We are what we are, and you can't change it. But anyway, the reason why I'm calling is boycotting Disney. You might call what I'm doing boycotting Disney, but the thing is, Disney is evil. The people that are trying to ruin our children through that kind of outlet is evil. Anytime you try to change a person's mind and brainwash them is evil. And Disney shamefully, which always represented the children and the family, are here now trying to turn our babies or our friends' babies into evilness. And it's a movement of evil. And that's why I will not contribute to something that's evil. In church this last Sunday, our pastor was talking about things that are evil out in the world. He didn't name names, but we knew what the evils are. And Disney is evil now.
You see, Maria, I mean, I appreciate your pastor doing that. I want to hear preachers name the names and just say, hey, look, folks, you know, we're not going to be sending the kids on the youth group to Disney World or Disneyland this year. And here's the reason why. Just a couple of days ago, I announced that I deleted the Disney Plus account. Not going to be getting a single penny of my money anymore, Maria.
That's great. You're standing up to these people, and that's what it takes.
That's what it takes.
It's not to be a calm lake, but be a lake or a river, ocean that Jesus would have made with the waves going up and down and all that. That's what needs to be done. And I think in the end, it will change back, but it's going to hurt a lot. A big history of hurt and evilness. And so I say to anybody out there, if you're not into boycotting, do it for the sake of trying to beat evil.
Do it for the kids. I mean, Maria.
Do it for the children.
And God bless you for calling. Thanks for that good word there, Maria. And we're not talking about indoctrinating people. They're indoctrinating the children, and they're readily admitting that. And that's what I appreciate their honesty. I'm just surprised but they feel so emboldened. And here's the reason why. They know that by and large, most parents are not going to do anything about this. But I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I think moms and dads are feeling somewhat emboldened. And they realize, holy cow, there's a target on every one of their kids. And that's why the moms and dads in the Commonwealth of Virginia rose up, because they realized the only way to fight back against what Maria called evil, and that's what this is, it's just flat out evil, is to fight back. But what concerns me, I've been telling you for a long time now that this is not happening in every school across America. I don't know about that anymore. I really don't. And thank goodness for groups like Libs of TikTok. They come out and they expose all this stuff on a pretty regular basis. I want you to hear a teacher who supports kindergartners. Again, kindergartners. This is a Kansas public school teacher who says kindergartners need to learn about transgenderism.
Ready. When they've been exposed to information, they're ready to learn about it, whether you think they are or not. And the research says that there is no age too young to talk about pretty much anything. If they know about it, they're ready to learn about it, right? So there is no, you know, what we think is always age appropriate. It is if they don't know about it. If they haven't been exposed to it, then yeah, you can give them time to develop. But once they're exposed to it, and social media is going to do it, right? I know some kindergartners in this school with cell phones. Mine had a cell phone. And so they get access to information. They can learn quickly. The world is teaching them faster than probably you are. And so the extent to which we can have conversations with parents around how do we want to approach talking about LGBTQ plus, because there's students as early as kindergarten who are identifying as non-gender conforming, non-binary, that are transgender. And so because they're in our school, they're in our classrooms, then that becomes a responsibility on the adults to say, okay, I have a student who identifies this way. And so it's my responsibility to make sure the classroom is inviting to them, just like it is to someone who might be Asian, Laotian, Korean, African, whatever the identity is.
So a couple of things to unravel here. Again, this is a Kansas school teacher who says that, I guess, what kindergarten is, what, 4 years old, 5 years old? Is that about right, Grace Baker?
Yeah, roughly about five, anywhere between 4 to 6 years old.
So he says, according to this teacher, that 4 and 5 year olds are now coming out, and I guess they're having they're coming out of the closet.
Yeah, okay.
At 4 and 5 year old, do you buy that?
No, not at all, not at all. And I mean, this is more the influence of things like social media, which kindergartners do not need to be anywhere near phones.
So that's my other question. I'm wondering how many people out there would let their 4 year old and 5 year old actually have a smartphone.
I've never seen, I'm not going to say I've never seen a kindergartner with a smartphone, but that is so rare. And I hope it continues to be rare.
How old were you when you got your first phone?
Oh, my first phone. And let me just tell you, it wasn't the fancy iPhone I have now. I think I was 15 or 16.
There you go.
And it was like, I remember like, please, can I get a phone? Please, can I get a phone? And same with social media, right? Like, they let me have a Facebook a little earlier, but I didn't have anything else until...
Wow.
Later.
I am curious to hear from moms and dads out there. We got to run to a break here, but I am curious. Are you buying into this argument now that kids as young as 4 and 5 are now coming out of the closet and identifying? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And I'm with Grace. I mean, why are you giving? Is that like a new trend? Are you giving first graders and second graders their own smartphones so they have access to the internet? That's crazy.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Friends, since November of last year, the stock market has plummeted, but gold has been on the rise. Gas prices are insane. The stock market extremely volatile. Inflation is even worse than it was last year, and now we have a war with Russia and Ukraine that could spread to the rest of the world. The markets do not like instability. The good news, you have options. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. Legacy Precious Metals is the only company I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment that will protect your wealth and retirement. Be proactive while there's still time. Remember 2008? Those invested in gold saw huge gains while others lost their retirements. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all of your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals, 866-528-1903, or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
All right, folks, a big, big event coming April 30th to Memphis, Tennessee. And it doesn't matter where you are. Go ahead and book your flight right now. You're going to want to be here for this. It's a big one-day event called Culture Engagement Summit. And I'm one of the keynote speakers. Senator Marsha Blackburn is going to be speaking. Also, Jim DeMint, our good friend, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is going to be, and just tons of great speakers and workshops to get you engaged in the political process so that we can fight back and take back this country. It's April 30th. If you go to ToddStarnes.com in the live show blog, we've got a link to the page there. This is a great event, and we want you to be there April 30th in Memphis, Tennessee, and go to the website for more info. Let's get to the phones here. Amber in Virginia. Amber, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks, Todd. I'm actually a second-time caller, and I love your show.
Thank you.
So I am calling today because I am here in Southwest Virginia, a very rural community. We are very conservative, and my kids go to private school. They go to private school because I did not support the curriculums that they were teaching in the public schools, so I took them out on purpose. But then we started going to the public library, you know, after school just to check out what they had, let the kids pick out some books. And every time I would go to the library, I would find in the promotional book section, it was all pride books. There were books about Dr. Fauci. There were books based on the LGBTQ. There were books about how humans are killing the planet. It was all this liberal agenda, which was the reason that I took my kids out of public school in the first place, and then here I am going to the public library, and I have to face all this again. So it really bothered me, and at our last county GOP meeting, I actually brought that up, and they suggested that I come to the next Board of Supervisors meeting and speak to the board in regards to the library. So I have plans to do that next Tuesday, and you know, hopefully when I do this, more parents will speak up and be a little bolder, especially more Christian parents. We need to stop worrying about offending people by expressing the truth. It's just the truth, and parents should feel empowered to get up and speak on behalf of their kids and in defense, and make sure that our public facilities that we pay for with our tax dollars are reflective of the values of our community and not just one person's ideas.
Amber, you know, I did this in New York City, and our local public library was doing the Drag Queen Story Hour. And so I called up to complain about that, my tax dollars being used to fund that nonsense and that perversion. And I asked him a question. I said, well, let me ask you this. When was the last time you had a pastor host a Bible storybook time? Oh, we can't do that, sir. That's against the law. We can't do that. That's separation of church and state. So there is an agenda going down. And again, Amber, it's a public library. If they're going to have the books for the LGBT crowd, they need to have the books for everybody else, too. Good luck to you. I appreciate the call, Amber, and let us know what happens. I want you to call us back when you talk to those the Board of Supervisors. Let's go to North Carolina. Kitty on the line. Kitty, what's going on?
Hello.
Hello.
I just heard Mark Robinson speak, and I tell you, I haven't met this man and his wife in person. We had him speak at our Republican Women's Club. He is a wonderful man. He is a great lieutenant governor, and I pray that he wins the election for governor. We could never do better than to have him for governor.
Kitty, I like this guy because he tells it like it is, Kitty.
That's right. He does not back down.
All right, Kitty, God bless you. And I know the governor appreciates, the lieutenant governor appreciates those kind words. We're going to try to get him on later this week. Let's go to Scott in Maine. WLOB wants to weigh in on the kindergarten situation. Scott, got about 60 seconds here.
Thank you. God bless you and Grace. You guys do an amazing job. Keep up the good fight. I'm running myself for school board, but I want to touch on the quick subject you did about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes ago. Kids in kindergarten and first grade are not coming out talking about transgender. If maybe a parent is pushing it, a teacher is pushing it, then I see that. My child's in first grade in a very, very woke school district, and I finally said enough is enough. I'm running for the House seat on the Republican Party in Cumberland, Maine, because they're pushing critical race theory. They're pushing hypersexuality. They're pushing all of the spiritual stuff that we know is going on, because we are truly in a spiritual war. And I just want to say, get out and vote, people. You can make a difference by voting. You can continue to do what you do. Spread the word. Spread the gospel. Spread the agenda that is Christ in voting against these things.
Scott, tell me your last name here, Scott, so we can let the listeners in Maine know who you are.
Scott Jordan. I'm in District 110, Cumberland, Maine,
all
in
right.
Chabig Island. And
good
I'm
stuff.
A Republican.
Scott Thank Jordan, you, everybody. All right. Thanks for calling in, Scott. Folks, sounds like a good guy right there. I like what he said. Hey, we got to take a break here. Hang tight if you're on the line. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell is back at it again. Hello, everybody. I'm Todd Starnes. Mike Lindell not only created the best pillow, but now he's created the best towel in the world. That's right. Mike Lindell found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Get this, folks. You're going to get a six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Normally $109.99, now just $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 for these great radio specials. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
This situation at the border here, folks, this is absolutely insane. And the Biden administration just turning a blind eye to all of this. Unbelievable. Even President Barack Hussein Obama's former Homeland Security Secretary says we're in big trouble. Cut number 11.
Immigration is a very market-sensitive phenomenon. It reacts sharply to perceived and real changes in our enforcement policy up here. So the lifting of Title 42, I'm sure that news is circulating right now in Central America. If I'd had my druthers, and I don't, I would have argued, can we lift this perhaps later in the summer when it gets hotter and the numbers do slow down? We're right now in the peak season.
That's Jay Johnson, and he's, look, we're hearing reports there could be as many as a million people about to surge the border. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here in our beautiful Liberty University studios. Our good friend and the podcast goddess herself, Monica Crowley, joining us. Hey, Monica, good to have you with us today.
Hi, Todd. Thank you so much for having me back. It's always a pleasure.
And congratulations on the podcast. We're going to get to, I want you to give us an update on that in just a minute. But this crisis at the border, it's not like we didn't see this coming.
Well, of course. And in fact, on day one, the Biden administration made a deliberate decision to open the southern border, throw into reverse all of the very effective policies that President Trump and his team put into place to get illegal immigration under control. He had a whole array of policies that were extremely effective in staunching the flow of illegals across the border and into the country, and including visa overstays and things like that. So Trump got a real handle on it. He basically had illegal immigration and the southern border solved. Donald Trump basically solved that problem. And then, of course, because Orange Man bad, we've got to reverse everything he did, even the most effective policies, maybe especially the most effective policies. The Biden team comes in, throws it all into reverse, and throws open, wide open, the southern border. So, of course, all of the incentives are there for someone from any part of the world just to waltz right into the country. And they have, to the tune of well over a million people just in the last year. And from the start of this year, I mean, it's been an incredible a number of apprehensions and engagements with Border Patrol, something like 160,000 per month. And then, of course, there are the gotaways, thousands and thousands of people who have no interaction with Border Patrol just come in and melt into the country. We have no idea who they are or where they are. This is a deliberate policy on the part of the Biden team. They want the chaos at the border. They do not want any kind of national sovereignty. And the ones who are suffering, of course, are us.
And especially the people who live in those border towns. I want to play some audio. This is from a mayor of one of those towns. He was on Fox News the other day, Cut 7.
Well, this administration is I mean, I don't, they're out in left field. I mean, you and I have to obey the rule of law. If we break the law, they're going to come arrest us. We're going to be punished. But yet we're going to reward all these migrants that are coming across the border and these that have been here and broke the law. Now we're going to drop the cases and let them run free. Are we going to do the same for American citizens that, on these same types of charges and let them go free? If it's good enough for the migrants, it ought to be good enough for American citizens. It's ridiculous that we, this administration, puts illegal immigrants that cross our border illegally. They have greater rights than American citizens.
You know, Monica, I hear that argument from a lot of people, and I'm curious to see how this is going to play with Hispanic voters, especially in those border states. We know that President Trump had an uptick in Hispanic support in the last election. I have to imagine Republicans are about to get even more.
Well, yeah, and this is a theme that runs throughout my podcast, throughout every show I do, Todd. Stop looking for logical explanations for what Biden and the left are doing, because you'll be searching forever. What they are intent on doing is reengineering the entire country, remaking the world, actually, in the model of the Great Reset coming out of the World Economic Forum. One world government, one world economic system. That's what they're doing. So stop looking for policies that actually work for us, for American taxpayers and American citizens, because those policies don't exist, okay? Now, when you talk about Hispanic voters, to me, this is the most underreported story out there. The fact that Hispanic voters in particular, but actually all core Democratic constituencies, are now hemorrhaging away from the Democratic Party, including Black voters, including women. It's actually quite stunning. Because, you know, the left is still operating in a democratic context, so they still need to be held accountable and are. But the Hispanic vote in particular, Todd, is fascinating to me because that hemorrhaging is happening at a far greater and faster rate than any other core group moving away from the Democrats. Latinos are generally very hardworking. They're culturally and politically conservative. They tend to be religious. And what they're seeing with this rampant, out-of-control secularism does not appeal to them. They don't want that. And between the economics and the cultural stuff, like the woke Disney and the assault on our children, they are now rejecting the Democratic Party in droves. It is going to be a huge trend line, so keep your eye on it.
Yeah, Monica Crowley on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker Line, host of the Monica Crowley podcast. You know, Monica, talking about that chaos in the culture, this story just dropping a little while ago. Palm Springs, which is a leftist resort out in California, has announced they're going to be giving universal income to all transgender and non-binary residents. It doesn't matter if they're making millions of dollars. Everybody's going to get $900 a month, no strings attached, if they identify as transgender and non-binary. Monica, hey, I'm on my way to Palm Springs right now. I'm going to identify as trans-slender.
Yeah. That's very funny, Todd. Look, it's easy to laugh at this stuff because it's so absurd. But you got to understand, it's not just limited to that particular community. The left wants to do this for the entire country. They want socialism. This is Marxism, whether it's economic Marxism or cultural Marxism, as what they're doing with the ESG and the assault on our children. This is cultural Marxism. It's about destroying the nuclear family, putting divisions in between parents and their children, confusing the children. Because a confused child ends up being a confused adult, therefore more able to be manipulated by the Marxists. This is what's going on. This is a war. It is happening right in front of our faces. And everybody listening here has got to get engaged. Get engaged at the local level. Get engaged at the state or national level. But get engaged, because the future of freedom and the future of this country depends on it.
That's it, Monica. And this is happening in every single community in America. I mean, this is not a big city problem anymore. This is happening in small towns, in rural parts of America. Moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, taxpayers have to get a handle on what's happening, what's being taught in those local schools.
Yes, absolutely. And I always tell any group that I'm speaking to or any interview, get involved locally. Put your money where your mouth is. On my podcast, we're going to talk to a number of mothers who are just, you know, regular citizens who are horrified at what's going on in public school systems, and they're running for school board. That's the kind of thing we need to see. And you know what? My view, Todd, is that parents are going to be the ones to destroy the Democratic Party in November. Destroy it. Because don't mess with parents. Mothers and fathers and parental guardians, now that they're attuned to what's going on in the school and what their kids are being taught and indoctrinated, they are furious. Do not mess with people's children. And I think the backlash to this is going to be huge. That doesn't mean we stop fighting, because the other side will double down. If they lose big in November, as they've already started to lose over the course of this last year, Virginia, New Jersey, New York City, Seattle, San Francisco, deep blue states and cities are getting Republicans in because people have just had enough of this Marxist nonsense. And so the backlash to them is going to be huge, but expect the backlash to the backlash also to be huge. So you cannot, you can never let your guard down ever.
No, you're absolutely right about that, Monica, and that's why, you know, these shows are important. We've got to provide the voice. We've got to provide the platform for people to get out there and to let folks know what's happening in their communities. And that's why I'm glad you're finally doing the podcast. And by the way, I was just checking, and your numbers are amazing on iTunes. You're one of the top podcasts in America.
Well, thank you very much, Todd. And it's partly due to you being so kind, having me on the show to talk about it and promote it. I so appreciate it. But, you know, I'm really gratified to see that we just launched last week and it's already doing so well. I think people are just fed up and they want the truth. And you're out there every day speaking the truth. And that's why I decided to do the podcast now, because I said there's no time to waste. And what's that famous line from the movie? I ain't got time to bleed. We ain't got time to bleed. There's no time to be polite. There's no time for chit-chat. We've got a country to save, and you got to do it now by saying the truth.
That's it. And, folks, we've got links directly to Monica's podcast, and you can find it wherever you get your podcast. Monica has made that available, and it is a terrific podcast, and I would encourage you to download it right now. All right, Monica, great stuff as always. Congratulations, and thanks for hanging out with us little people now that you're, you know, a superstar. I think we lost Monica, but Monica Crowley, ladies and gentlemen, again, you can read her stuff and toddstearns.com, her column, as well as the great podcast over on the live show blog. All right, here's the deal. We got a lot of folks wanting to weigh in on the phone lines. We're going to get to your calls. We need to take a break. If you want to dial in, we have a line open, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
With the political pressure of the left and the woke mob that is the Democrat Party, our society has ultimately become controlled by the cancel culture elites. Since when have the founders of our Constitution, the American flag, Dr. Seuss, and many other things become anti-American? There's never been a better time in our nation's history to stand up against the woke mob and fight back. And you can do that with this exclusive offer I'm giving to my listeners for a limited time only. Now is your chance to win a signed photo by President Trump himself. That's right. Not only will you be taking a stand against the radical left, you'll be entering to win a piece of history. All you have to do is text the word photo to 55404 today to enter. That's photo to 55404. Join me in standing up for President Trump and canceling the radical left once and for all. Paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
people. Let's get right to the phones here. Good to have you with us today. Loving the music today, Kyle. Well done. We're the only conservative talk radio show with our own DJ, so that kind of sets us apart. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina, WSIC. By the way, WSIC getting ready to celebrate their 75th anniversary. So how about that? Happy anniversary to you great folks. Charles, what's on your mind?
Hey, I've been listening to WSIC for 50 years, and I remember that first radio station I ever listened to here. But, Todd, what I wanted to discuss with you is what's going on down there on the southern border right now. And, you know, in my opinion, this should be the first article of impeachment for Joe Biden, Article 4, Section 4, where you're not defending states against an invasion. And we kind of knew that this was the whole strategy with Democrats is to remake America. But what I'm concerned about, Todd, is I have not heard really, and maybe you have, I have not heard of any Republicans coming out and with a sense of urgency saying, we need to do something right now to stop this invasion. And I'm just wondering, you know, if I were Governor Greg Abbott or Doug Ducey of Arizona, why aren't these guys making preparations right now, going before their state legislatures, asking for volunteers, I don't know, ask for a half million people. I'm sure they wouldn't have any trouble getting that. And making preparations that when they do come across the border, you're going to put them on airplanes, and you're going to fly them right back out of the country. I mean, if Joe Biden is not going to defend the United States of America, it's up to us. And, you know, I've got children, I've got grandchildren, and my ancestors left me a great country that I'm proud of, and I have a duty and responsibility to protect it. And if we don't stand up now and stop this invasion, it's going to be impossible to do it later on because they're already going to be here from over 160 countries, and all they're bringing with them is death and destruction.
That's it. That's it. It's like a swarm of locusts, and they destroy everything they come into contact with. And that's what these illegals are doing, Charles. Now, to answer your question about Ducey and Abbott, the guys just they're just not strong leaders. And there's really no other way to say it. I don't want to call them rhinos because they have been conservative on some policies. But both of them have been somewhat lackluster in their support of President Trump. That aside, you're right. They're the ones who ought to be there on the border calling up their own state guards to get out there, calling up volunteers to take up arms and protect the country. Now, Charles, what got me, every 3 years at Fox News, you would have to sign a new contract. That's the talent. That's what we had to do as employees. And when I pointed out that we were facing an invasion at our border, that's when Fox said during contract negotiations, time to give Starnes the heave-ho. We're not going to renew the contract. So a lot of people, Charles, in the conservative world, don't want to talk about what's happening at our border because a lot of the people who own these conservative networks are just as liberal as the day is long.
Why do you think it is that they're not speaking up to try to, defend America and
Monica,
protect our country? I mean, even liberals that I know are against, a lot of them are against this invasion. I mean, it's the country too. You know, and all here. But what's been allowed to happen? I mean, I see it every day, and I see what's getting ready to happen when Title 42 is lifted, and it's like looking at an approaching storm. You know, you make preparations, you get ready, and I don't know, maybe somebody down there is.
Well, let me jump in here, and I will. Yeah, and Charles, yeah, let me jump in here. I will say this, that Monica Crowley brought up this idea of globalism and a one world. You know, and this new world order, the Great Reset is what they're calling it. It all goes back to this one world order. And that's what they're after here. That's, you know, the people that run some of these mega conservative cable news networks, they're all in cahoots together. I mean, this is all about globalism. They don't care about our borders. They never have. They care about our resources, and they will eat up everything we've got, and this is what bothers me about the illegals. They'll send that money right back across the border, and that's what I have a problem with. Charles, appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Steve in Central Arkansas. Steve, you got about 45 seconds, sir.
Okay, Todd, real quick on the teacher and the Disney and all the stuff of normalizing LGBTQ and sexual, all the stuff that's in the news. I think one reason there's a big push right now to normalize it, there's a lot of these teachers out here, like those Disney executives, they realize they're tight walking a rope of committing child pornography crimes that are on the books right now. And if we get some prosecutors in office around the country that do their job by the law instead of their political ideology, I think you see it coming pretty soon that there's going to be a teacher somewhere or something that gets brought up on child pornography charges.
Well, and we've seen that over and over and over again, and a lot of people employed at Disney, a lot of people getting arrested for child porn charges and predator charges and pedophilia. It's a mess down there. Hey, Steve, we got to run. Good call. Congressman Jim Jordan coming up. We're going to talk Hunter Biden's laptop scandal. This is the Todd Stern Show. People, welcome back to the big show. Good to have you with us. By the way, Liz Harrington is going to drop by in just a little while. Man, these rhinos they're dropping like flies, and we'll be checking in with Liz Harrington about that in just a little while. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line here in our Liberty University studios. Our good friend, Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio, joins us. Hey, Congressman, good to have you with us today.
I'm good to be with you, Todd.
Hey, Congressman, a couple of big stories we've been following, and of course, you have been from day one talking about this laptop, Hunter Biden, the big scandal. Now, all of a sudden, the mainstream media has woken up over this. Where do you see this going?
Well, you know, here's the interesting thing, Todd. Why suddenly is the media interested in telling this story? You know, because 18 months ago, big tech, big media, Democrat Party, and 51 former intel officials all colluded to keep this information from the country, even though we all knew the laptop was real, the eyewitness was real, the emails were real. We all knew that the only thing fake was the news about this 18 months ago in the run-up to the presidential election. So why did last Wednesday the Washington Post do two stories, one at 11 a.m., the other one at 11:04, two long stories, eight-page stories, 4 minutes apart, talking about how the laptop was. What is Shazam? Here suddenly they found the Lord, and they're telling us the truth and saying it was all legit. So I think that's the big question. Some have surmised that maybe there's some indictments maybe coming. I don't know if that's the case or not, but it sure is interesting that suddenly the mainstream press is telling us that, everything you and I knew 18 months ago is actually true.
And what's fascinating, and Congressman, you and I, we've seen these things happen for years now. New York Times dropped a piece, and then everybody else fell into line. Meanwhile, the New York Post was literally banned for reporting that news and breaking that news from day one.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. And think about how the story has changed. It was originally, oh, this is not Hunter Biden's laptop. Then it was, oh, no, it was his laptop, but it's Russian misinformation. And then it was, well, no, it wasn't Russian misinformation, but Joe Biden wasn't involved. And now it was, oh, well, Joe Biden was involved, but he didn't do anything wrong. So, I mean, that's how the evolution and the story has changed over the last 18 months. We've sent a letter to Twitter and Facebook and these big tech saying, what was going on? Why did you work with big media to keep this story, to throttle it back, to ban it? Why did you do that when the New York Post was out there reporting what we all know now to be true and what you and I, again, and so many of your listeners, I'm sure, believed was true at the time?
And when you look at the overarching issue here, we're talking about a Biden crime syndicate. I'd still like to know how Joe Biden has become a multimillionaire when he has been in public service his entire life. I mean, Congressman, do you own five or six homes and pal around with the rich and famous?
Well, remember what he said, Todd. He said in his debate on October 22nd, a year and a half ago, he said when he's talking about his son's business dealings that he quote, did nothing unethical, and that his ties with the Chinese, that his son made no money with ties to Chinese companies. Well, there are 4.8 million reasons why those statements are not accurate, because the Washington Post story talked about the $4.8 million Hunter Biden got paid from just one company, CEFC, this big, massive oil and gas company with ties to the Chinese Communist Party in China. So that's just not true. So, yeah, we got it. I think the country needs to know what linkage may exist there. Maybe as his chief of staff said on the Sunday shows, there's nothing there. The president was not involved. Maybe that's the case, but it sure looks interesting. And frankly, think about the standard they had tried to apply to the Trump family when they did nothing wrong. I think this is something that we have to investigate.
You know, the other big issue here, Congressman, is the border crisis. We're hearing of massive surges. What are you hearing?
Well, it's already massive. It's deliberate. It's intentional because there's no other way to interpret this. I mean, 2 million illegal crossings in 14 months. That doesn't count people that they didn't apprehend who, you know, were coming across. So, and now with the idea that they're going to take away this Title 42, which is the one thing stemming it from stopping it from being even worse. So, and again, don't take my word for it. Don't take Republicans' word for it. How about the two Democrat senators from the state of Arizona who told the Biden administration, do not do this, but they're going to move ahead with it anyway. That is how bad they are on not just border policy, but how bad this administration has been on every single policy area.
And it does make you wonder, what is the end game here? I mean, we're talking about maybe a million illegal aliens surging across that border in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, I know. You got to wonder, it seems like the Biden administration is just like everything they do causes harm to the country. You know, what they've done with spending, what they've done with energy policy has given us a 40-year high inflation and $5 gasoline. What they have done with the defund the police concept and movement has given us record levels of crime in every major urban area. You can just go to the foreign policy projecting weakness. Look at what happened in Afghanistan. I think the metaphor for the Biden administration, it's sad to say, is probably that picture we all remember from last summer when that plane is taking off in Afghanistan and people are trying to jump on the wheels of that airplane. That's a picture of just how bad. Worst administration, certainly in my lifetime, just terrible, and that's why these midterm elections coming up are so darn important.
On that issue, I mean, you've described a nation in turmoil. Do you anticipate, especially with all these weird blunders, you know, referring to Michelle Obama as the vice president? Do you see Joe Biden finishing out his term in office?
I think it's. I mean, who knows? You know, I guess I do see President Trump running for office. I think that's going to happen, and yeah. I want him to, and I want him to win. Whether Joe Biden does it or not, I don't know, but I can see why so many Americans think he won't. But you know, we'll just have to wait and see.
All right, Congressman, we know you are slammed today, and we promise to have you out quickly, and yes. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care, Todd.
Congressman Jim Jordan, everybody, up on Capitol Hill. I don't. Do you see him finishing out his term? I mean, it's insane. Some of the stuff he was talking about over the past couple of days, and now Biden is. What was the one about the truck driver? Oh yeah, so Big Mama. He was talking about back when he was a big rig driver, which he never was, by the way. Here's what he had to say.
I remember. I'm going to digress for 1 second. I got a commercial license because my dad used to run an automobile agency, and I used to have to go up to the body shop up in Philadelphia from Wilmington, and when they'd order a trailer or a cab, they'd sell the cab, and so I had to have a license to be able to drive it up and back. And so during the trucker strike years later, when I was a young senator, there was a guy who ran steel from Deamer Steel out to Ohio. And so I decided to ride out with him, see what it was like on the strike. And I was driving, going through Shiloh, Ohio. And his handle was Big Ten. And remember, everybody, all the truck stops were being blockaded at the time during the strike. And he called and he said, Big Ten wanting to come in. I forget exactly how he said it. And the only woman truck driver ever knew I met that day, she said, this is Big Mama, no room. Swear to God, true story. Swear to God. He said, I've got a United States senator driving my truck. She said, I got the damn president in mind. So what? I'll never forget that. I was a very powerful guy. Anyway, that was the first woman trucker I met.
Okay. Does anybody actually believe this? Does anybody actually believe that Joe Biden met a truck driver named Big Mama? Now, I will tell you that here on this program, we have had several lady truck drivers call in, one of whom was a regular caller back when I was on Fox News, and she was proud to call herself a conservative lesbian truck driver who loved Chick-fil-A. And she was down in San Antonio, and she called it. There was a big kerfuffle down there about Chick-fil-A in the airport. A bunch of these radical LGBT folks were going after Chick-fil-A. And we had this lesbian truck driver, and she proudly identified as such. And she's a big fan of the show, and we were a big fan of hers. She was a great caller. But we actually talked to her. It's not like I was just making that up. But here you have Joe Biden talking about a truck driver named Big Mama, and he was doing the whole breaker, breaker. Breaker, breaker, where's Corn Pop?
We definitely got us the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
Sweet Lord, we got a lion dog-faced pony soldier. Breaker, breaker.
Arizona, noon
on
7th June.
I mean, honestly, how many people out there believe that Joe Biden actually met some woman named Big Mama? Because we know for a fact, and this has been proven, the fact checkers went out there and said, yeah, no, he never played football. He was never recruited to play football. He never drove a big rig. He never met that Amtrak guy. Remember the Amtrak conductor that he was always talking about? He never met that guy because that guy had already retired and was dead by the time Biden was on the Amtrak train. And then you got Biden and the Corn Pop guy. Nobody could ever find Corn Pop, the gangster that Biden used to encounter at the black swimming pool where he was a lifeguard. By the way, nobody ever accused Biden of being of having privilege, right? Of doing that. I mean, here's the lifeguard, the white lifeguard saving the black children who were drowning in the pool. Nobody ever brought that up. I must have missed that on the campaign trail. So I do wonder if this guy is going to make the distance. I don't think he is. And then, we've got the audio of, you see, I thought Biden was referring to his wife as the vice president. A lot of people think it was Michelle Obama. Let's take a listen.
And I'm deeply proud of the work she's doing as first lady with Joining Forces Initiative. She started with Michelle Obama when she was vice president and now carries on.
No, she's not vice president. No. Somebody get this guy a Geritol. I just feel bad for. I mean, you know, it's just weird, man. Just weird. All right, we gotta take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Folks, I don't know if you've taken a look at the stock market. It is insane right now. But I've got some good news for you. Gold has been on the rise. Gas prices, insane. Stock market, volatile. Inflation, worse than it was last year. Now you throw in the war with Russia and Ukraine, and there's just a lot of unrest in the markets right now, a lot of instability. But the good news is you've got an option here. Gold prices are rising as investors turn to gold for protection. I mean, that's what I've done. Gold provides a hedge against inflation and protects against a weakening dollar. So who do you turn to? A lot of people out there selling gold. I want to share with you who I buy my gold from, Legacy Precious Metals. They are the only company that I trust for investing in gold and silver. You need an investment, folks, that's going to protect your wealth and your retirement. And that's why you need to get in touch with Legacy Precious Metals today. Be proactive. Just remember what happened back in 08. Those of you who invested in gold, you saw huge gains, Everybody else lost their retirement. So Legacy Precious Metals can advise you on all your options for investing in gold and silver. You can speak to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals. Just give them a call. Write this number down, 866-528-1903. That's 866-528-1903. You can also download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Let's head on down to America's friendliest hometown. We're talking about the Villages. Mark on the line. Hey, Mark, you're our, you know, we ought to make you our senior correspondent from the Villages.
I want to be. I just love talking politics. 4 years ago, I was never like this. I don't know what happened. There's a couple things I'm going to have you unravel real quick. This Elon Musk buying part of Twitter is probably one of the best things I've heard in a while.
Isn't that a great story?
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't like somebody, you know, you don't like a big tech company, buy them out. I'm surprised Trump is not catching up to that yet. Go after Facebook and give them a couple $1 billion and buy them out. That'd take care of that problem.
Yeah, you know, Mark, and no offense to our beloved president, but that Truth Social, not working out very well. So
yeah, I know. I'm on the waiting list right now. I'm 906,401,000.
Oh, my gosh. It's terrible. Yeah. But I will tell, by the way, the update here, now Twitter has named Elon Musk to their board of directors. So, I mean, he's just moving right on up in the company.
That's sweet. One other thing I want to bring up, and you've heard it here first. You remember that kid falling off that ride in Orlando?
Oh, that was a terrible story.
Yeah. Well, he's being represented by Ben Crump. He went on Fox 6 News today here in Florida and cross-reference that situation with George Floyd. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You know, he compared the thing that happened to George Floyd was tragic. We all know that. And then he compared this kid falling out of the seat as the same thing. What is he trying to achieve by making that statement? I'm totally blown away at the statement, and it was on news here in Florida.
So Ben Crump is the guy who represented George Floyd's family, and this little boy, he was on one of these amusement rides in Orlando, the ones that just comes, you know, crashing down, and the kid fell out and was killed on impact. It was a terrible story.
I was on that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just don't see the racial component here. Is he suggesting that the ride operator was trying to kill a black person?
I don't know. I'm totally baffled by it. But I know that they're going to be held responsible because I've been on that. I went on it a couple years ago. It's pretty cool. But when it came down, he was clearly overweight and shouldn't have been on it. But they did. He had been refused two prior rides. And he came to this one and it wasn't posted. And they stated that it was locked, but it wasn't, because when it comes down, when you get up there, they tilt the seat. And then when it comes flying down near the end, then it stops you and then straightens the seat back up. What happened was he was so big that when it came down and stopped that sudden, he flew out of the seat because he was too big for that chair and he shouldn't have been on it. And they didn't have that posted either.
Well,
for whatever reason, maybe they were afraid they were going to get discriminated against if he wasn't on the ride. I don't know.
Well, it's darned if you do, darned if you don't these days. But everything's always about race, Mark. That's the rule. And if you can make it about race, you win a lot of money in the lawsuits. But it seems to me the family's got a lawsuit regardless here. So, Mark, got to leave it there. We're coming up on the top of the hour. Good hearing from you. And Grace Baker It's opening season for the Memphis Redbirds. Big doings down at the ballpark today.
Oh, yes. Very exciting.
Very excited about them.
And the weather here, even though it's been raining, it is now. I think it's done now, and it's beautiful.
Barbecue nachos, is that on the agenda? I was listening this morning, and they were describing all the new concessions.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, okay, we're there.
the barbecue nachos, you can't beat those.
No. You got to have those. We're the Redbirds. Yes. And that's the AAA team for the Cardinals.
Yes, for the Cardinals.
All right, very good. And they're playing the Gwinnett. They used to be the Gwinnett Braves. I don't know what they're called now, but they're playing.
They're always changing the professional team names nowadays.
It's very confusing. Very confusing. All right, folks, got to get out there. Hang tight. We'll be right back. Oh, and congrats, Kansas. What a win last night.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, folks, you just can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's this kind of stuff never happened during the Trump administration. And had it happened, the mainstream media would have been out there demanding that the 25th Amendment be invoked, that Trump be removed from office. They'd be demanding cognitive skills and cognitive exams and medical tests and the whole nine yards. Biden calling Michelle Obama the vice president. Biden talking about Big Mama, the big rig truck driver. The lion pony face soldier boys, corn pop. And now, just mere moments ago, and I can't wait to have Liz Harrington weigh in on this, President Obama was back up at the White House, and here's what he had to say.
Have a seat. Thank you. Vice President Biden, Vice President. That was a joke. That was all set up.
You think so? You see, I don't think so. I think he said the quiet part out loud. I think Obama really is running the show. So let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line in our beautiful Liberty University studios. Liz Harrington, you can't make this stuff up.
You really can't, Todd. It's incredible because, I mean, he says it all the time. Kamala Harris says it all the time. Now Barack Obama is saying it all the time. This guy's not actually running things. It's amazing. How many times has Joe Biden called Kamala Harris the president? And now you have Barack Obama, which, remember, he was the one who said, wouldn't it be great if he could just stay in his basement all day and he could have like an earpiece and just tell everybody what to do and be president from the basement? Well, now they have a fake president who lived in a basement and everyone knows it.
Yes. And again, it goes back to who is running this White House, and I think Obama's, this has his fingers all over it.
Well, it's all the same people, right? It's Susan Rice. It's the same cabal at the Department of Defense, the Department of State, all of these cronies. I mean, Jen Psaki was in the Obama administration. Now, of course, she's leaving. But it's all pretty much the same people. But I would like to know who's actually making the decisions, because none of them are actually capable of running anything. They're, to me, just being told what to do. None of it makes logical sense unless you want to destroy the country, and that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, they've completely destroyed our border, and they're not just opening the border. They're facilitating the illegal immigration. They're flying illegal immigrants in the dead of night all across the country, breaking our laws. They're the ones that are doing it. And, of course, all the situation with our economy and inflation and the way they sabotage energy independence. I mean, the people who are actually running things must hate this country. That's exactly what President Trump said at his rally on Saturday night, and he couldn't be more right.
You know, that was a terrific rally, and I was honored to speak at the Georgia rally. Liz, the enthusiasm, the dedication and the passion of conservatives. They understand what President Trump did for this country, and I think part of that is just to show their gratitude and to let him know that they've still got his back.
Oh, absolutely. The energy is incredible. I mean, you could just feel it on Saturday night in Washington Township, Michigan. I mean, it was incredible. And you could tell because he was so comfortable. He was feeding off the energy. He gave a really long speech because he was just happy to be there. And I think that's the same feeling that people go, you know, they wait, you know, hours in line. They wait all day to go see him speak because they want to hear from him. They want a good dose of common sense. And that's what it's about. I mean, in this time, in the times that we're living in, it is lunacy everywhere you look. And you just want to either go, if you're in close distance, go to the rally in person or turn it on the TV at night because you need that. You need some sanity because everything is going off the rails. The American people are hurting and they're so desperate to just hear some good old common sense.
And that's what it is on everything from this crazy transgender movement to the border. I mean, we are literally living in a dumpster fire of a nation right now. And there's so many big issues that need to be addressed. It's really hard to just pinpoint, you know, one for the day.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's just the latest example. Just when you think things couldn't get more crazy. I mean, they're talking about, you know, gender identity and sexual orientation in kindergarten. And that is, you know, controversial if you don't want that to be discussed. I mean, it's so insane. They lie about it and they push this radical agenda and everyone's waking up to it and just saying, this is not our country. This is not the way the American people feel. It's such a fringe minority that seems so emboldened these days, and the people are just, they've had enough. They're outraged by it. And President Trump speaks to these issues so well. He connects with the American people. He knows exactly what they're feeling. And we all kind of feel the same way. We, you know, what about going back, a return to normalcy? That's really what we would want. We're not getting that under this totally illegitimate and corrupt political ruling class.
Liz Harrington on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line at Real Liz USA on the soon to be Elon Musk controlled Twitter feed. And by the way, Liz, I think the whole country is just waiting for the triumphant return of Donald John Trump to Twitter.
Well, bring back Trump was trending. And so I guess I don't know if they turned off the algorithm already or what, but usually they hadn't spotted it yet. But that's how the people feel. I mean, President Trump talks about it all the time. Twitter is just so boring. But the good news is now we have Truth Social. I mean, I think President Trump will end up posting a lot more soon. It's still, remember, in beta testing, so it's not available on Android phones yet. But it's a lot of fun. I don't know if you're on yet, Todd, but I mean, the energy there, the great patriots, so many people that got censored by big tech. I mean, we need a marketplace of ideas, of free ideas, and we're not getting that from the big tech oligarchs. And so I think this is great news if Elon Musk is going to make Twitter a more free place again. I mean, right now it's miserable, it's hateful, and you're not getting the truth because they censor so much of it all the time.
My favorite headline from the president today, 4 down, 6 to go. Congressman Fred Upton of the Republican from Michigan, the Rhino from Michigan, says he will not run for Congress. Anthony Gonzalez, Adam Kinzinger, John Katko, among the other never Trump Republicans that are deciding to call it a day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because they know they have no constituency. They're going to get voted out. They betrayed their constituents. They betrayed the American people. They've joined this disgusting, you know, really Marxist Democrat party now that's been completely taken over. And that's not what the Republican Party's about. And so all of these have primary challengers. I think we'll be seeing some more movement on these other 10, these infamous 10 as well. And look, I think we're going to be seeing a big change come November. The American people are just desperate for different leadership. They're desperate to root out this corrupt political class, get to the bottom of this corruption that we've seen with the Biden family, and the rest, and secure our border and get our economy back on track. Just stop the bleeding, because right now they're really out to destroy our country, and our country cannot sustain the leadership that it has right now.
Well said. All right, Liz, we're going to leave it there. Great stuff as always. Please tell the president we said hello. And I got to tell you, the people in Georgia were so fired up at that rally. I think we're going to see that happen over and over and over again across the country.
Definitely will. Thanks so much, Todd.
All right. Liz Harrington, everybody, at Real Liz USA. That's Real Liz USA. That's her Twitter handle. And you can follow Liz there. You can also follow me as well. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, there was a kindergarten teacher. I want to go back to something. We played this audio in the first hour of the show. There is a grade school teacher in Kansas who's talking about kindergarten kids coming out of the closet at a very, very young age. Let's take a listen to this audio.
Ready when they've been exposed to information, they're ready to learn about it, whether you think they are or not. And the research says that there is no age too young to talk about pretty much anything. If they know about it, they're ready to learn about it, right? So there is no, you know, what we think is always age appropriate. It is if they don't know about it. If they haven't been exposed to it, then yeah, you can give them time to develop. But once they're exposed to it, and social media is going to do it, right? I know some kindergartners in this school with cell phones. Mine had a cell phone. And so they get access to information. They can learn quickly. The world is teaching them faster than probably you are. And so the extent to which we can have conversations with parents around how do we want to approach talking about LGBTQ plus, because there's students as early as kindergarten who are identifying as non-gender conforming, non-binary, that are transgender. And so because they're in our school, they're in our classrooms, then that becomes a responsibility on the adults to say, okay, I have a student who identifies this way. And so it's my responsibility to make sure the classroom is inviting to them, just like it is to someone who might be Asian, Laotian, Korean, African, whatever the identity is.
So, again, I asked this question, and you parents would know more so than me. You live this every single day. Are 4 and 5 year olds coming out of the closet, are they at that age announcing their sexuality to you or to their teachers? And I ask this because we have another story here, some audio of a preschool teacher who is a drag king. So I guess that's a woman who dresses as a woman. What? I'm very confused here. Anyway, this drag queen is a preschool teacher, and the drag king. All right, so let me back. This is a woman, we believe. So this woman says she's not going to obey the law in Florida when it comes to the parental rights and education bill.
So because I've been getting this question a lot lately, I am going to use this space to answer it. And that is, as a preschool teacher, a drag king, and as a member of the LGBTQ community, how do I feel about the new legislations for, like, the Don't Say Gay bill or the reporting of transgender kids? And while I don't see things like that too much in preschool,
she sounds out of breath.
My opinion on it is that I don't care what the government tells me to do. I am going to do what I think is best for the health and safety, and that includes mental health and safety and emotional health and safety of my kids. I will never let any child come through my classroom feeling unloved or ashamed for who they are.
So this teacher basically told all you moms and dads, blank you. That's what she's saying. She, and honestly, the woman needs to be dragged out of the classroom. She needs to be fired. Honestly, every single teacher that espouses this kind of nonsense needs to be removed from the classroom. They need to be banned. I don't know if we need to have state hearings, but there needs to be some sort of a cleansing of the public school system of this kind of ideology. Let's get back to teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic and science. Let's focus on the things that are going to make our country great, the things we need, not this woke ideology. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Music. I feel like I'm in some sort of a psychedelic chamber. Did you put something in the Chipotle, Grace Baker? I thought that was supposed to be salsa.
I didn't.
Am I going? Yeah.
I don't know. You never know over there.
Jeez, Lou. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Holy smokes. Hey, let's go to the phones here. With South Haven, Mississippi. That's where I grew up, by the way. Hope P. Sullivan Elementary School. Jeff on the line listening to us on KWAM. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Well, I heard that story you're talking about, that Queen King. And I'm sorry,
yes.
The parents need to get that person out of teaching. I actually live around the corner from Hope Sullivan. That's where my two grandsons went to school till we started homeschooling them.
Is that right? You know, Jeff, back when I was growing up there, they had a principal who patrolled that hallways with a fiberglass panel attached to his belt, and it had holes drilled in it for the aerodynamics. And I'm telling you, by and large, everybody towed the line at that school because they were afraid of the principal. And fear is a good motivating factor in children.
Yep. Well, I had to talk to the principal several times over certain teachers.
Well,
at Hope Center.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that.
Me and my wife, we're raising our two grandsons who are 10 and 11 now. And we've been raising them for like 6 years. And after all this craziness that they're trying to teach in school, we decided we were going to homeschool. That way they could know Jesus.
Good for you, because Jeff, and to your point, Jeff, and God bless you. Thank you for the call, and thank you for what you and your wife are doing. I mean, is important, and we need more moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas to step in. But the reality of it here, folks, and just hear me, right now, it is against the law for a teacher to tell a little boy or little girl about Jesus, but it's okay for that teacher to tell the little children about transgenderism and drag queens. You think about that for a moment. This is where we are in America. Let's go to Jim in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. Hey, Jim, what's going on?
I tell you what a great show. What a great program you have. This is so enjoyable, and I thank you for being on the air for all of us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you very much, Jim.
You know, when I was listening to you doing that soundbite of that drag queen, Drag King, I'm like you, I get confused on all of this, but she made an interesting point that was she didn't care what child came in. She would make everybody feel safe. She would make everybody feel loved, everybody feel wanted. And there's no way to know, but wouldn't it be interesting that if one of her school students said, you know what, I'm a Christian, and I believe what you're doing is wrong, and I feel like that you shouldn't be doing this, and it's against the Bible, et cetera, et cetera. Would she say, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up, and I welcome your comments, and I'm so appreciative of what you said, and I want you to feel safe about who you see yourself as, or would she take task with the child? What do you think she probably would say?
Jim, I think you and I both know what they would do, and they would kick that kid right out of the classroom. That's what they would do. Jim, I've got to run for a break. God bless you, and thank you for those kind words. Thanks to all of our listeners in the Memphis, Tennessee area. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back, America. Hang tight, folks. All right, I'm looking at this live image coming from the White House. You got Barack Obama. You got Joe Biden, who, by the way, I guess got hungry because he pulled something out of his pants and he began eating it. Maybe it was a breath mint. I don't know. Could have been a cert. Are they certs or plural? You know, I've always wondered that, Grace Baker. When you're eating the certs, which were back when I was a kid, you had Lifesavers and you had certs.
I've never heard of that. Only Lifesavers.
All right. Well, anyway. And then you have some gal dressed in all brown. And I think that could be the UPS driver.
That is the typical uniform look.
What did they just wander on up into the White? Hey, got a package here for a B.H. Obama.
Oh, my goodness.
Kamala Harris, she's always wearing the brown.
It's always terrible.
It's the earth tones.
No, but that color is bad on anybody. I don't think I've ever seen that particular shade of brown is awful. And I don't know who her stylist is, but she needs to fire them.
Yeah, so this is coming from a woman.
Yeah.
So
it doesn't matter what you look like. I think there are very few women that could pull that look off. The color is terrible. Just do a different color.
It's weird.
I mean, I'll be honest. I mean, like, please don't come for me, but AOC wears some nice outfits. Maybe get her stylist.
Go stand in the corner.
I'm sorry.
Go stand in the corner. But to your point, I'm not sure who the stylist is, but they clearly love earth tones.
Ugh, so, and ugly.
There you go. All right, hang tight, Grace. I wonder if other women are just as disgusted. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. She doesn't look like a UPS driver. Yeah, I'm just saying. Let's go. Speaking of getting mail, which we really weren't speaking of, but a couple of days ago, we got this massive box in the mail, and that thing was heavy, and we didn't know what it was. So I'm the guy that had to end up opening it. So I guess I was the sacrificial lamb in case it was ticking. It was not ticking, but inside were hundreds of Mardi Gras beads. And they were sent to us courtesy of our good friend Corky, who listens to us faithfully on KROF in Lafayette. And he is on the line, Corky.
Hello, Todd.
I got to tell you, those were some beads, my friend.
A good friend of mine, Jim Richard, is the president of the Mardi Gras Association in Karen Crow. And he gave you the two big beads. I said, he gave me one. I said, you got to give me one for Grace. And one for Todd. You can't give me just one. I'll be crucified.
Oh, well, you did a great... You know, I posted a photograph on the Instagram me wearing just maybe a fraction of the beads you sent.
Well, I appreciate it. I've been seeing doctors for the last few days, and I missed the broadcast, which destroys me, because you're my Christian Association connection, and y'all are great. And about what y'all are talking on the radio, I'm just going to say one thing. We got to quit letting the tail wag the dog.
Yeah, I'm with you, Corky. You're right. There are more of us than there are of them, and people are just afraid. They see what's happened out there. People are attacked, and they need to know that if we all stand together, we can make a change, and we can take a stand. So.
Okay.
Corky, thank you for those beads. That just made our day, and we were just, there were smiles on all of our faces.
Well, I'm glad. That's all I wanted to do. As I tell them, I said, I go in the doctors and say, listen, if I can leave making you smile, that's a good day.
Mission accomplished, Corky. And as a matter of fact, as soon as I opened the box, I said, Corky. I knew exactly who it was from.
So. Well, and that's what when I walk in the room, I have Ty Starnes' God Bless America book up on my headboard so I can see it.
Love
remind
it.
Myself.
Love it.
All right.
Dude. Corky, God bless you. And, you know, don't go anywhere, Corky. Don't hang up. Grace, let's send Corky the biscuit book. We're going to do that for you, Corky. We're going to send you a copy of the Daily Biscuit book, and just as a way of saying thank you. You know, folks, a lot of you. And I'm not going to name names, but a lot of you posted very unkind remarks on the Instagram photo, demanding to know what yours truly, the host of this radio program, had to do to obtain such a massive quantity of Mardi Gras beads. And I am just shocked, I say, that you would go down that path. But there it is. But anyway, in all seriousness, those were a lot of Mardi Gras beads. Check out the photo. We've got it over at Todd Starnes FNC. We got the little check mark there, so you know it's us over on the social media pages. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Got to tell you about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile. Have you made the switch yet? Have you made the switch to Patriot Mobile? If not, what are you waiting for? I mean, come on. All these other wireless carriers are taking your money and they're supporting all these left-wing causes. And nobody wants to do that. That's why I'm a big supporter of Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, but they're doing something about it. In other words, they're giving money to causes that we care about. And it's super simple. Now, I need you to insert this code. When you call in, when you go onto the website, you're going to need to use the promo code Todd, T-O-D-D, and they're going to give you a free activation and a free gift. Patriot Mobile has a plan to fit any budget. They have great discounts. If you're a veteran, first responder, they're going to give you an additional discount. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And be sure to use that promo code Todd. All right. Grace Baker, you've been hounding me about this story all day.
Nothing ever exciting happens in my life. So when something happens, I want to share.
All right. So you were at TJ Maxx.
Yes.
And you said, hold on. Can I tell my TJ Maxx story, LOL?
Yes. I had LOL on the end of everything. I'm sorry. But it really wasn't a funny situation. But I was bringing little Merlo into TJ Maxx. I was walking through the parking lot.
Are you allowed to do that?
Yes. It's very pet friendly. Wow. They don't care.
Wow.
So it's good practice for her. So anyway, we were walking. We had just gone to the dog park. And we were walking into the store, and as we are walking in, these two people come running out with multiple purses on each arm, and they're giggling like school children. It was a guy and a girl, and they're running out. They run past us, and past another guy, and they run to their car, and we take two steps into the store, and we're all like, what just happened? And the managers are coming up to the front. And we just go, we just saw two people go out this way to the right to a white car. And then one of the guys was like, well, I got the license plate number. And we look at the manager and she goes, well, there's nothing I can do because
what?
They were gone.
What?
Yeah. She just goes, there's nothing I can do. Nothing more I can do.
You mean to tell me nobody in that store had a gun?
Apparently not.
Unbelievable. You see, this is why you need to engage in your Second Amendment rights.
I felt very bad for them. I was just like, well, yeah, they definitely just took a bunch of purses. And then everybody goes, oh, you have a cute dog, and started petting the dog.
Oh, that's
as like
nice.
Therapy.
That's always, well, you know, it's a stressful time.
Yes.
I mean, they've been robbed. They're victims of crime.
Like I said, I know the guy in front of me had gotten the license plate number of the car.
Did they call the popo?
You know, I never saw them call him. And I went, so then I went about my business in the store.
Wait,
yeah.
Stop. Yes. You know, this is our crime. We haven't done a crime segment in a long time. Let's reset.
Keeping you updated on crimes sweeping across the fruited plain.
I ain't scared of no popo, call the popo, call the popo.
This is the Starnes A.D.D.
Dateline, the war-torn streets of Memphis, Tennessee. The victim, everyone's favorite lovable redhead, Grace Baker. And her dog, her fearless companion, Merlo. You all right there, Grace?
I'm just listening. You tell it much better than I do.
It's all in the drama.
I know. It's theater of the mind.
Radio is theater of the mind. Theater of the mind.
Yep.
So here's, wait a second. I'm curious, though. There's another component here.
Mm-hmm.
What about the dog? Why didn't you just unleash the dog and let Merlot take care of business?
Okay, I'm sorry, but she's not that kind of a dog. She would run up to them and lick them. She would grab the purse and run down the street. And when she grabs something she's not supposed to have, she has her tail up wagging and she like flings it around with her head like, ha-ha, I've got something I don't have, which is basically what the people were doing.
So Merlot is a sissy dog.
She's just not trained to attack yet.
No.
But when someone knocks at the door, she goes, ruff, ruff, and that's it. It's very convincing. And I was like, well, at least someone, if they come to my door and they don't see her, they'll think she's menacing.
Where's our law and order button? That's what we need.
But yeah, no, the crazy thing was when we got in there, and like I said, the guy that was walking in beside me was very like, you know, they went in this car, here's the license plate, and the managers were just like, there's nothing we can do. And it's like, you could call the police. Because like I said, it wasn't like they had two bags. I'm talking like 8-10 bags. And they were designer bags that were, you know, the discounted at TJ Maxx. But you know they're going to take those and they're going to sell them, you know, up the price on them. But it was probably two people in their very early 20s. Late teens.
I don't mean this in a negative way. But you need to let the husband handle the dog. I mean, the dog needs some guy time.
I'm sorry. She had just gone to the dog park. She was tired.
I don't know.
I didn't know what was going on. These two people, and I was like, I'm pretty sure they just stole those.
Did you have a gun?
I'm not disclosing that.
Yeah, don't say that. Yeah, don't answer that question. But you could have, I mean, I'm just saying that if you're in a situation like that, you got to, you know, I guarantee you, you hit one of them in the ankle or something like that, they're not going to, they're going to think twice before shoplifting.
Fair enough.
Or robbing a store. It's insane. And you know what, Grace, you're right. There's nothing anyone can do.
No, they sounded so, like, downtrodden.
But the problem is, those people are going to be out of a job. Because what's going to happen, TJ Maxx, and this has happened in other parts of Memphis, where they've shut down, I believe it was a Kroger. And again, for years, they have been saying, oh, you've got to send a Kroger into this war-torn area of Memphis.
Yeah.
And finally, Kroger was, like, tired of getting badgered, so that, all right, we're going to put a Kroger in this neighborhood. And what happens? They steal them blind.
Well, it's so sad because this is honestly, that particular TJ Maxx has the best stuff. That's why I go to it.
Well, I know. That's why the bad guys go to
that. Clearly, that's why they're stealing from
there. But the Kroger, they open up this Kroger in this very impoverished, war-torn, crime-riddled neighborhood, which is most of Memphis. And they put this Kroger down there. And then they steal blind. Kroger's losing tons of money. And so what does Kroger do? After a while, they say, forget this. And so then all the community leaders come out, and guess who the bad guy? It's not the people stealing, it's Kroger.
Yeah. And the sad thing is they just revamped this entire shopping center, but you can't put lipstick on a pig. It's still a pig.
That's right. There you go.
I mean.
Oink, oink, baby. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. I would have said, Grace, get the dog. Go, Merlo. Enjoy some fresh meat. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, it is Easter time right around the corner, and our good friend Mike Lindell has some great Easter specials right now at MyPillow.com/Starnes. And if you check out their website, and Mike's, he's got tons of great products. And if you haven't gotten the slippers yet, you really need to get you a pair. They're just unbelievable. MyPillow.com/Starnes. So look, here's the deal. If whatever you buy, use my promo code Starnes, and Mike's going to send you a free gift. What is that gift? It's a copy of his incredible new memoir, and it's just an amazing testimony about how God just really did a miraculous thing in Mike's life. I had him on my old Fox TV show, and we spent the entire hour just talking about his life, and it was just unbelievable, his testimony. So you're going to be able to get all sorts of great deals. You're going to be able to get a free copy of Mike's book, and including some awesome discounts as well. MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And check that out. All right. I'm looking at some video here. And this is sort of sad. So the festivities up at the White House have ended. Barack Hussein Obama making his triumphant return. And the ceremony ended, and everybody fangirled around Barack Hussein and they left poor Biden standing there alone by himself at the podium, and he's putting his hands along and said, where is everybody? Where's my ice cream? I want some ice cream. I was a good boy. I didn't say anything. I didn't take any questions. Where's my ice cream? The poor guy. This is very sad. Very sad. We're going to post this on the website. RNC Research says, I can't stop watching this. Everyone fangirling over Obama and Biden doesn't even get crumbs. By the way, he introduced himself. This is sort of weird. Joe Biden introduced himself the following way. He said, my name is Joe Biden. I'm Barack Obama's vice president. Folks, I'm telling you, I think there's a grain of truth in all that. I know they think they're joking, but I don't think they are joking. I'm telling you, Joe Biden is not capable of running this country. He's not capable of coming up with foreign policy. He doesn't even know how to use a toothbrush. I'm just saying, something is just not right about all of this. Got a note from a listener here in Memphis, listening to us on KWAM, Jeff. And he wrote an open letter to Mayor Jim Strickland. He's the Democrat who controls our city. This is a horrible story. So this guy, he's got a mom, 91 years old, and they live in a very nice part of town. And his 91-year-old mother is very active, but now he says she lives in utter fear as her once peaceful corner of the world has turned into a free fire zone. For the past couple of years, he wrote this letter to the mayor. For the past couple of years, sporadic gunfire could be heard from time to time in the distance. It came home last year as her yard man was shot by an assailant during a lawn equipment robbery. All right, pal, give me your lawnmower. All right, it's that crazy around here. Last Saturday night, my mother had 15 shots fired in front of her house. The bullets came from a member of the fast car community, which has terrorized the neighborhood for the past couple of years. A neighbor stated loud cars driving in a reckless manner have been traveling on the road from 10:30 at night until 1:30 in the morning. The following day, neighbors found what was believed to be AK-47 cartridges in front of his mother's house. The car later returned and fired another 10 rounds. You know, this is not unusual in Memphis, by the way. This is just the way things are. We're down 700 police officers from our complement. But the Memphis City Council, they don't want to hire white police officers from outside of the city limits. So the rest of us live in a war zone. And the guy's asking the mayor, it's a terrible, terrible thing that's happening here. But the guy is like, can't you do anything, Mr. Mayor? Because this impacts everything. This impacts our way of life. It impacts our businesses. It impacts our communities. It impacts economic growth. But this is the way things are in a city controlled by the Democrats. And they want you to live in fear. That's the whole point. All right, folks, we got to get out of here. It's been a great show. Good to be back. Again, thank you, Jeff Stein, KXEL, for filling in yesterday. We'll be back tomorrow, America.